Can you talk a little bit about how you follow patients with CML and how you determine whether they're responding?
Well, I think the clinical response occurs very quickly, and I think that you can follow the FISH results fairly clearly just on peripheral blood and get them to the point where they're FISH negative, and perhaps every 6 months you might do cytogenetics to see whether they have become cytogenetically negative or whether they've developed any additional changes. One of the surprises when this was done was that a number of patients would have eradication of the Philadelphia chromosome on cytogenetics, but transient or sometimes sustained additional cytogenetic changes would occur. And that raised the specter that we're going to have a lot of myelodysplasia or acute leukemia transformation, and that really hasn't panned out. So I think unless there's a clinical trial where you're really comparing one to the other and you're looking at the sophisticated test of complete molecular response with a 3-log reduction in the PCR value, I don't think this is necessary in a practice situation.